This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum. And the topic's going to be a bit different, but we're in the national news. And then, of course, if you're watching the news, you're hearing all about H5N1, which is bird flu, which, of course, now is affecting dairy cattle here in the United States. For our listeners, Bill, it was first detected in March of 2024, primarily in Texas and Michigan, and expanded greatly right now. And the last numbers we got, it has now been found in 16 different states here in the U.S. And the one that's really under the gun is California. In fact, Governor Newsom from California has declared a state of emergency because 641 dairy farms in California have found one or more animals that have been affected by this disease. Just give our listeners a feel for that. There's 1,070 herds in California in the 2023 census. So the first movement was done several months ago, and that is that any animal moving from one state to another had to be tested and proved to be non-infected with the virus. Then on December 6th, we started what they call a national milk testing strategy being led by USDA. And that nationally, they're going to pick up raw milk samples from various states here and share the results online. In fact, you can go online and see what the results are from testing with USDA. They involve the states heavily, the state veterinarians and the state public health, of course. And that is to be sure that by this federal order, they're sharing of the raw milk results, identification, which herd owners in terms of what their strategies are as far as positive isolating these cows and getting them back healthy on their feet. The death loss is modestly low, although many of these cows end up being culled because of lower milk production. They don't come back very quickly. And then, of course, any private labs and state veterinarians, they need to report the positive cases to the USDA. The six states initially selected were California, Colorado, Michigan, Mississippi, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. And in each of these states, including other states in the U.S., it's kind of a five-stage program. First one, of course, is aggressively testing the milk being collected from silos from the processors or from bulk trucks as they come in as well and trace back to farms. Determining what the status in the state is going to be at this point. What is the response? The third point is what is the response to the positive herds in that state? Number four, demonstrate a herd and therefore the state is free of any problems, and then continue to monitor this as well. This is much like the COVID, and some people argue they're a couple of months behind the eight ball on this one as well. So certainly this is going to be a factor and affect dairy production here in the U.S. and the number of dairy cows that may have to go to slaughter in terms of the response to it. So our take-home messages are pretty straightforward. Number one, it's a national effort. And so we're going to try to get a really good handle in terms of what the status are in the 48 contiguous states here in the U.S. Be well aware, consumers, pasteurization does destroy the virus. Therefore, the milk supply and cheese, butter, it's very safe at this point. And finally, several states, including Illinois and California, you can buy raw milk. And the problem is, of course, that is high risk. That herd has to be clean. And if you're going to buy raw milk, you better be sure where your source is, and that herd has been tested and proven to be free of the virus. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
What was the big earth-shaking black swan surprise in 24?
From an agricultural economic perspective, USDA Chief Economist Seth Myers says in his opinion for 2024.
After 4 years where there were lots of black swans, there really wasn't one this year.
Not to say there weren't notable events impacting the U.S. ag economy, though. However, with no one singular geopolitical or pandemic global event causing a market shock.
We haven't seen a shock which would leave prices higher. So what do? We've continued to grind lower most of the year. And so we're kind of looking for a bottom and looking to where we go from here.
Translating into a projected continued decline in most commodity prices, and in turn, tightening margins for producers to start 2025.
Not unexpected, though. You could see this coming to some extent, but we have certainly gotten ourselves in that position of much tighter margins across the board.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Coming up Monday, StoneX dairy broker Dave Krasowski talks with Lee Milkey about what 2024 brought the dairy industry and what he sees coming in 25. That's coming up Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.